This is episode 337 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jessie Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Welcome back to the To Birth and Beyond podcast. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is Anita here. And today's podcast is going to be about postpartum recovery support garments. So I was realizing when I was looking back at past episodes, it's actually been about 3.5 years since Jess and I have recorded an episode on this topic. So I thought it was time, let's do an updated episode about it, because this is a question I hear about every single day, whether it's from physiotherapy clients or from students who join Bump to Birth, because Bump to Birth isn't just about pregnancy, pelvic health, and birth prep. It also is about knowing ahead of time of what can help with your postpartum recovery, very similar to what I teach my prenatal physiotherapy clients. So some of the common questions I hear, and you might have these as well, you know, do I have to use a postpartum support garment? Is it going to help my diastasis? You know, Instagram keeps showing me so many ab supports. Which one is the best one to get? So I want to cover all this and so much more in today's episode. And also, Jess and I love hearing from listeners who heard about the podcast from friends and family. There's been so many, whether through the DMs or my clients will mention it, so many who joined Bump to Birth actually have listened to the podcast ahead of time. So listening to this, if you know a friend who is pregnant, who is early postpartum, or you might be a health or fitness professional and you work with postpartum clients, we would be so appreciative if you could share this episode so that this information reaches even more people. Before I get to answering those questions, it really is helpful to know what your core canister is, because this is going to come back with every answer and really give you information on, you know, how a postpartum ab support or wrap could be helpful, and why you may be hearing about it. So the core canister, if you're not familiar with this, it's how Jess and I like to share about what our core muscles really are. It gives you a visual. So if you picture a canister as your abdomen, the bottom of that canister is your pelvic floor, which is literally the floor of your pelvis. So it helps support your pelvis and your core from the bottom. Your diaphragm, which is your deep breathing muscle, is the top of the canister, and that is a muscle that lives underneath your rib cage. Then you have the center of that canister, and there are multiple layers of the abdomen, but often when you hear about the core, you'll hear about the deepest core muscle, which is your transverse abdominis. So that wraps around the center. And so those are the three main muscles that make up that core canister. So as we go along, have that picture in mind. So that first question I hear a lot, do you have to use an ab support, an ab wrap? You're going to hear so many different ones and see different ones. And I will talk about at the end of my top recommendations. But if essentially you picture is some sort of garment that will wrap around your center. And so the short answer is you don't have to use one, but I will share why you may choose to use one. Having had two little ones myself, I remember that early postpartum period, like right after having your baby, those first, you know, few weeks. The best description I can use for what your abdomen feels like is it feels like cookie dough. It is this soft, squishy kind of texture, and you're wondering, like, where did my ab muscles go? Like, do I have a center right now? It's just a very odd feeling, but it is very normal. So I just want you to know, maybe you currently are early postpartum, you're hearing this and you're like, oh, okay, now that makes sense why I'm feeling that. You thought it was just you. Or if you've been postpartum before, this may sound very familiar, or if you're pregnant and now you will know what to essentially expect your abdomen to feel like. When it comes to supporting that area, because you feel just really squishy and that, again, you don't have that same support is what it feels like initially, having some sort of ab support can feel helpful. It can act like that deep core system to give you some support. But I will talk about what to look for. You don't want this support to be too tight or too restricting, because that can actually cause issues. Now, in the past, we've done a number of episodes on diastasis, which is the traditional definition, refers to your ab muscles, or kind of the six-pack ab muscles, sitting about two finger widths or more apart. Now, we've dove into this topic many times. I will link some of those episodes in the show notes so you can check it out. But it's something to go over, because that's another question is around, is it going to fix my diastasis? And what we know from the research is most in their third trimester are going to have that traditional two finger width or more space. And when I say space too, I'm not talking about a hernia, because sometimes you'll hear space between your abs and you'll think there's a hole, but it's not a hole. It's there's connective tissue that connects the center of that six-pack muscle, and that stretches. So the two finger widths refers to that tissue in between your ab muscles stretching. And when you think about it, it's actually quite brilliant that our abs stretch and our connective tissue there can stretch, because our uterus and our baby in the uterus are growing, right? So our body does need to accommodate for that. So third trimester, and I would say if it's a subsequent pregnancy, oftentimes this can happen sooner, which can be very common, is that separation starting. And some signs may be that, you know, if you're in the bathtub and you're getting up, you might see some doming around the center. That could be a sign that this is starting to happen. And again, it can be very normal. It's not an injury. It can be quite common. And also that doming doesn't necessarily mean that there is a separation either. So that's why I want to link some separate episodes about diastasis. So if you want to dive more into that, you can. But essentially that question around, is this going to fix my diastasis? I would say the answer is an ab support will help support your tissue healing, but it's not going to quote unquote fix a diastasis. So within those first 6 to 8 weeks, what we also know from the research is there's a lot of natural healing of that tissue. And so with or without a wrap, that same healing can happen. With a wrap or a support garment, it can just help you potentially feel more connected when you do try to engage your pelvic floor and core, which you can do quite early on. I include that again in Bump to Birth in the postpartum section. I include that with my clients. Jess has programs and her coaching as well. You can start reconnecting to your deep core canister within those first few days postpartum. So going back to the wrap and ab support, it's not going to quote unquote fix your abdomen, because there are so many things happening and there's natural tissue healing happening. For someone who has, I'll say, a more significant diastasis, if there's more space or less tension in that tissue that I described between the ab muscles, again, a wrap or support isn't necessarily going to fix the diastasis, but it could help support the area. Another reason you may want to use a wrap is that support in the center, having that extra support, can also sometimes make your back feel better postpartum. That sometimes if you feel that you're lacking that support around the abdomen, that having that support from a garment. Some will wear something the first few weeks, others wear it up to six weeks. Could be helpful, whether your back, your pelvis, just having that support there can feel good on your body. Now, what you're looking for in a abdominal support garment for postpartum is more of a supportive, like a gentle hug feeling and a bit of a lift. Because some of the garments I've seen out there, essentially, it's like squeezing the center of your abdomen. So if you picture your abdomen like a balloon and you picture squeezing the center of that balloon, you can picture the pressure within the balloon has to go somewhere, right? It's either going to go down on the bottom of the balloon, which you can picture that is your pelvis, your pelvic floor, your pelvic organs, which especially early postpartum, they're all figuring themselves out, right? Your uterus is contracting down from having been expanded throughout pregnancy. A lot of the inside of your abdomen has been, you know, pushed, whether up or down, because uterus and baby are growing. So essentially, we don't want to add extra pressure downwards as that healing is going on. The other thing, if you picture squeezing that center balloon, is pressure going up to the top of the balloon, and that is where your diaphragm is. So how Jess and I teach about the pelvic floor and core is often coordinating your breath with connecting to your core and pelvic floor. So if there's that extra pressure up into the diaphragm, you may not be able to get that nice deep rib breath, which is quite helpful for healing and connection to the core and pelvic floor. So it makes it harder that way. And so that's just something I wanted to bring up to avoid, is those types of garments that are just squeezing right in the center. They're not providing that gentle hug and lift. And also, you'll see all these different types of like waist trainers and corsets and, you know, getting your waist back. And this is a time you don't want to be adding such intense pressure. I would say anytime, you know, adding that much pressure, our pelvic floor and pelvic organs may not be the biggest fan of that, but especially postpartum, like I said, adding that extra pressure can sometimes contribute to symptoms. So whether feeling like you're leaking pee, whether it's pelvic floor heaviness, pelvic organ prolapse type symptoms, bulging sensation within the pelvic floor, all of those are signs that if those are happening because you're wearing support garment around your abdomen, it's not the best idea. You don't want to be adding that pressure and creating symptoms like that. Another question I get asked is around wearing a support garment, whether you've had a vaginal or a cesarean birth. And the answer is yes, you could actually wear it after either of them. And it's just going to depend on how you feel. So having that support, that gentle hug and lift, can feel great after vaginal birth, but also can feel great after a cesarean birth. Everyone I find is a little bit different. With a cesarean, sometimes having extra quote unquote pressure, although it's not, again, it shouldn't be a tight pressure, but even just having anything over the scar for some is not comfortable. So I would never say to wear an abdominal support garment if it's causing any symptoms around your scar. If it's painful, if it's uncomfortable, just leave it. You may find a bit later postpartum, like after those initial couple weeks, potentially you may want it at that point, but it should never be something that is uncomfortable. It should be something that helps right away if it's going to give relief. Otherwise, it may not be worth wearing. And regardless of a cesarean or vaginal birth, I often recommend wearing some sort of tank top underneath, or at least like a layer of clothing. So if you're wearing a nursing tank or just a regular tank top in general postpartum, having it go underneath the support garment, if it's a wrap, can be helpful. Just so with, again, it's not rubbing on the area, especially after a cesarean. But some of the garments that I'm going to mention, you don't need to wear something underneath. So I'd say if anything, it's those types of garments that are like a wrap that, yes, it could be helpful, but there's other ones that are closer to your body and smoother, and you draw them from your hips up that sometimes with those, you don't really need to wear something underneath them. If you have any questions, again, DMs are always open. So you can always DM me Holistic Health Physio or at To Birth and Beyond Podcast with other questions around support garments. Those I would say would be the key questions I have. And then I am going to finish up with my top suggestions. So one of my absolute favorites, and this you can actually wear in pregnancy and postpartum. I've had so many clients and in bump to birth, a lot of the students have gotten it in pregnancy and postpartum, and it doesn't stretch out. If you wore it in pregnancy, it still offers some compression postpartum. And that is the Bloomers by Baobel Body, which is a small women's owned company in the US. And the owner is actually a women's health physiotherapist herself. So she gets it. She gets the type of support that you need. And the Bloomers, why I really like them is because they, like, you put them on kind of like underwear. My suggestion is still wear underwear underneath. Don't use them as underwear. They are thicker and they offer some compression. But when you see them, a picture of them, you'll know what I'm talking about. And they go quite high. So especially in pregnancy, but also in postpartum too, you'll want to wear something quite high on the abdomen. It just feels way more supportive. So the Bloomers go on, and you can picture, if you picture a garment like underwear, right? There is support at the bottom. So they can offer support to your pelvic floor as well as your abdomen. And going back to that idea of that gentle hug and lift, this garment offers it because it goes from the bottom up. It's not squeezing the top or the middle of your abdomen. So these, like I said, if you just get them postpartum, they are amazing, but also you could get them in pregnancy too. I will do another episode on pregnancy support garments and you'll hear these come up as well. They can be great for vulvar varicosities, or if you're having pelvic floor heaviness for any reason, whether it's prolapse, whether it's pelvic floor tension. Sometimes pelvic floor heaviness can come with vulvar varicosities as well, which is essentially varicose veins on the vulva area. So those are the Bloomers. The other support garments from Baobel Body I really like is they do have supportive postpartum leggings. So again, you're pulling these on, so they do offer support pelvic floor wise, but that gentle hug and lift because they go from the bottom up and they go quite high. And they do have shorts as well. So I know depending on the time of year, you may be preferring one over the other, but I do really like the garments from this company. Like I said, with being owned and all of the garments created by a women's health physio who really understands what you need. They're not too tight and offer the right compression. It's one of my favorites. And so I've been sharing about this company, gosh, I've lost count of how many years it's been. It's been many years. Even when I had, before I had my first, I was a pelvic physio and sharing about this. So now I do have a code that you can use if on your first purchase, if you haven't purchased from them before, you can use Holistic Health Physio and that'll get you 15% off. And also check out, because as of the time of recording, and this will be released soon, there is a spring sale going on. And I noticed the Bloomers were in it. So check it out. I can't guarantee that the sale is still going on when this is released because I'm not sure how long it's going on for. And there were postpartum shorts too. But regardless, check out this company. It's awesome. And I really love their garments for pregnancy and postpartum. The other one I wanted to share about is Belly's Ink Ab Wrap, or the AB Wrap. And this is a Canadian company. And I tested out the wrap in my first postpartum recovery to see how it felt. I had a number of clients using it before that point as well, and still to this day. And it offers, again, that gentle hug and lift that I was talking about. So there isn't a part underneath for your pelvic floor, but the wrap, how it's designed is you can wear it low on the hips and it's got two arms. And the bottom arm kind of wraps underneath and lifts in the lower abdomen. So especially as your uterus is contracting down, it is helpful to have that gentle hug and lift in that area to support it. And then the top arm goes across the top. And so each arm actually has two parts to it. I know with a podcast, as I'm explaining this, it may be hard for you to picture, but I will link it again in the show notes. This is the type of wrap that I suggest because it's not a corset. It doesn't cut you in the center. It's that supportive hug and lift. And regardless of the length of your torso, it will work for you just because of how it's got the two arms and each arm has two parts to it. So you'll see when you see it on the website that if you were 5 feet, it works for you. If you were 6'2", it's going to work for you because of how they've created it. So that's another one that I've been talking about. Like I said before, like when I started as a pelvic physio, before I had Instagram, before the podcast, it's been one I've been sharing about and had so many clients use it as well. And I have a code for that now too. With the Bellies Inc. website, if you go and use code Anita, that'll get you 10% off. So I will link all that in the show notes so you have it to check it out. And I would love to hear from you too. If there's other garments or companies you've been using and you've loved them, whether you have been postpartum, you are postpartum, or if you're a health or fitness professional, please send me a DM. Let me know. I always want to hear about the best items out there. This is from my own research over many years of looking at so many different garments, and there's always new ones coming out. And these are the ones that I've just seen over and over have been super helpful for clients or that I've tried myself. So I thought I would share them with you, but as always, love to hear from you as well. And thank you again for sharing about the podcast. Would love for you to share even just with one friend today. Send this episode who, if someone's pregnant, if they're postpartum, if you're a health or fitness professional, share this with one of your clients. We just love to get this up-to-date information out there.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.